Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. Peter Meyer's been here almost the whole time. 18 years he's been hanging out with us. And he's the founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGRP.com, MeyerGRP.com is his website. Creating and Dominating New Markets. Warp Speed Growth is another book. Getting Started in Computer Consulting, that's a third one. There's probably six or eight more of those that I don't even know about. He's our good friend, Peter. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about symmetry and asymmetry, the way to approach things, the way we prepare ourselves for the future, the way we prepare to deal with the world coming at us, the way we prepare for, the way we consider and contemplate managing our own teams. It's important to think of the, it's important to think in terms of symmetry and asymmetry, right, Peter? I mean, some things you want to get it to symmetry because you built it. It was imperfect, and you got it to an excellent place. Okay, now we've invested in this thing. Let's manage the symmetry for a while and get some profit out of this. Let's get some benefit out of this. All the while knowing that it's going to have a half-life that's going to be disrupted by something asymmetrical, right, Peter?
Mm-hmm. Then your question is, do you want to be the disruptor or the disruptee? And why not be the person who disrupts your own symmetry?
Mm-hmm.
Choose where you're going to step next. During the break, I was thinking about an example of symmetry that may be too vivid to even want to consider, and it's Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
They are in a place of severe symmetry. Their parliament knows where they are and can't step forward for whatever reason.
Right.
They can't step forward. If we want to be as what's the word I want to use here? As unproductive as Brexit has been.
Hidebound is the word you're looking for, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to be polite. If you want to be as hidebound as Brexit has turned out to be for the past couple of years, then that's a great example of symmetry. However, it really is time for the parliament, if not the prime minister, to step into the unknown and just move forward.
Isn't reality a test of symmetry and asymmetry? Shouldn't you look around? I keep quoting this mentor. For some reason, in the last year, I've quoted him so many times. He said to me one time, he said, check your position. He said, I was having a hard time with something. He said, Jim, check your position. He was telling me to look around me. And isn't our situation when we're trying to preserve symmetry, maybe unconsciously, and the world is pushing asymmetry at us, isn't it time to check our position? Isn't that a good way to think about it?
Sure, absolutely. And check as well as whether you're staying in one position or whether you're moving forward. Make the intentional decision, consciously intentional decision, to move forward in the right direction. Selling the screwdriver, Mark thought that was moving forward in the right direction. Just throwing arms and running around, well, that's British Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that. We don't need to be that way. We, as people who run small businesses, we get the choice.
Meanwhile, over there with the English, meanwhile, they're creating chaos, aren't they? And that's what a company, what happens in a company when nobody can decide what are we invested in, or you know, what are we facing reality? Are we checking our position? When you can't do that, you wind up with chaos, don't you?
You do, and part of that, and this is my personal opinion, is that the leadership there has been unable to explain what the right path is,
mm-hmm,
in a way that gets people to say, okay, we trust you.
The communication, that's
There's
what you talked about earlier.
There's a lot of mistrust, yeah. Communication and trust.
Yeah.
you can explain to everybody involved, your vendors, your employees, yourself, why you're moving asymmetrically, that will help greatly to have increased trust when you need it most coming downstream.
Right. So one thing that Peter's teaching us, folks, is if you're going to, as you move from symmetry to asymmetry, you can have a great idea, but you have to communicate the change, and you have to build trust around your own your team and your ability to pull it off. Hey, Peter, give us the website again, please, quickly.
MeyergRP.com.
Peter, good job today. Come back soon.
Come on over. Thank you for inviting me over.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.